You're listening to a podcast from catholicnews.org.uk. The subject today is human trafficking. Men and women, old and young, are bought and sold every single day, ruthlessly exploited and transported into the sex industry and lives of forced labour or domestic servitude. Can the church step up and play a part? Well, the answer is yes, it can, and already is in some cases. But that's really the topic that will be tackled at a Combating Human Trafficking conference in Rome next week, on Tuesday the 8th of May, jointly organised by the Bishops' Conference Office for Migration Policy and the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. My studio guests today are very ably placed to talk about this. We have Detective Inspector Kevin Hyland from the Scotland Yard Trafficking and Prostitution Unit, and our very own Bishop Patrick Lynch, Auxiliary Bishop of Southwark and the Chair of the Bishops' Conference Office for Migration Policy. I'd like to start with you, Kevin, if that's okay. The partnership between the Bishops' Conference and the Metropolitan Police to help tackle this issue was in its infancy, I think it's fair to say, when we last spoke at the tail end of last year. Can you tell me a little bit about how that partnership is developing?
The influence of the Bishops' Conference has been very significant because it's enabled me to speak to areas of the community who may have previously been suspicious about the motives of police. It's allowed us to have a voice within the Catholic Church and Christian community and engaged, you know, with other groups like Women at the Well, Rahab, Caritas, Mid-Eye Trust, with really the sanction of the Bishops' Conference. So to those groups, that means quite a lot. So it has actually brought the partnerships closer, much closer, to a common goal.
And we talk about the global nature of the Catholic Church. How useful an ally is it proving to be?
It's proving to be a very, very useful ally. We are now bringing together more networks from areas that are very significant to the UK, for example, Nigeria. Our network as the police is very limited in Nigeria because of a lot of political issues. So the ability to contact and speak with people directly who are on the ground dealing with trafficking, which the Catholic Church is able to negotiate, is very significant. And I think that region in itself and that partnership will be very, very fruitful to us.
I found it interesting listening to another interview that you gave, talking about how the trafficking seminar that was held with the church in Southwark at the tail end of last year actually resulted in you identifying, I think, the Filipino community and some of their members having been trafficked in, some 80 people. So that's a positive, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what we want to come out of these kind of relationships, that there's real work going on the ground work. And that conference in Southwark, I had a partnership, or I met up with the representatives from the embassy of the Philippines. They then contacted me. We had a meeting, and from them knowing Bishop Pat Lynch and having met me, they were then confident that the victims could actually speak to me direct. Previously, they may have been worried about immigration and that our process would have been just to eject them from the UK. Clearly, we're more concerned, and legally, we're obliged to follow up trafficking.
Now, we are joined by Bishop Patrick Lynch, Auxiliary Bishop of Southwark and the Chair of the Office for Migration Policy, which is jointly running this conference in Rome. Bishop Pat, obviously we're hearing some of the fruits there of that relationship. Tell us a little bit about this conference and what you hope to achieve.
Well, this conference, first of all, is of an international nature, while the previous day was focusing on agencies and organisations working within the United Kingdom. We have representation from embassies, NGOs, law enforcement officers, the church, both bishops and religious from throughout the world, but especially those countries where there would be a strong possibility of trafficking taking place from those countries to the United Kingdom.
Now, obviously, D.I. Hyland's going to be there. You've mentioned a few other organisations and people. I hear that the head of the Polish police force will be there talking about countries of origin, and also a senior member of the FBI. So this conference is being taken seriously, isn't it?
Well, it's been taken very seriously, both by the law enforcement officers, by the church, but also by NGOs, organisations like Caritas, organisations that work with those who are trafficked on the ground.
Now, you mentioned awareness when we've previously spoken about this. What sort of awareness do you think we will be actually spreading with the conference?
Well, first of all, the awareness, especially here in the United Kingdom, that if somebody is being trafficked, the policy of Metropolitan Police is not to deal with them as someone who has broken an immigration law. Basically, they are treated as victims of a crime. That's a very, very important message to get across, first of all, because that then begins to make people aware that they can trust in the church, they can trust in the Metropolitan Police, they can feel confident that something will be done and they will not just be sent back or deported to their home countries. That's the first thing to be aware. Second thing to be aware is to help people to be aware of maybe the signs and the people who in a large parish might just be trafficked. You know, the lady who comes in doesn't speak that much English but lights a candle and goes from the church. That in lots of the parishes there just might be people. So we need to open our eyes and open our ears and just be a little sensitive to who are the people at the fringes that might actually have had that experience of being trafficked.
Now that, Kevin, isn't always an easy thing, is it? I mean, obviously when people mention trafficking, they mention the sex industry. You've talked in the past about gang masters and forced labour and the huge sums of money involved. The sex industry is quite visual, if you like, but how do you spot someone who might be being forced to into a labour situation? That's a lot harder, isn't it?
Well, it is hard because the whole idea of the traffickers is to try and keep these people under the radar. But many traffic victims will still want to follow their faith. And exactly as the bishop says, they may just wander into the church and stand at the back. And they're the people, really, if they themselves aren't trafficked, then they may be working with people who are trafficked. And this is not just a London problem. We're talking about across the UK where there are people perhaps working in fields, people who are living in poor accommodation. And it will be obvious to members of congregations that, you know, there could be, as we've seen recently in cases that we've investigated, 16 people living in a two-bedroom house, a number of them children. Now, this was very close to, you know, a Catholic church, so people would have been aware of that. And it's just being aware that that could be trafficking and take the time to report that or to actually try and engage with the community and ask them, are they okay? And if you think they're not okay, don't be scared about contacting the police or speaking to the parish priest or the Human Trafficking Centre in the UK. You know, that's the first step to try and help these people, identify them, and then make them realise that it will not be their immigration issue that we look at, because by law in the European countries, we have to deal with them as traffic victims and provide a level of support.
Talking about victims of human trafficking, I believe that at this conference, obviously under anonymity, the delegates will hear from someone who has been trafficked. And more than that, it's a little bit counter to what people might think. This is a UK woman, isn't it, that was trafficked into another country to work in the sex industry?
That's correct. This particular victim was trafficked out of the UK into Italy by an Albanian gang.
How do you think her telling her very painful experiences will impact upon those at the conference?
Well, what she will do is put it in real terms, the real human suffering. She will also explain how she did try and look for help. And many of the victims that I've dealt with, if somebody had put their hand out, they would have taken that hand. So I think that's where the Catholic Church and all those that are working in trafficking can help. Sometimes it's about reaching out and putting your hand out and giving those people a lifeline. And that could be in a very simple way, sometimes just giving them someone to speak to. Because the option hasn't always got to be you go through a big police prosecution. The option hasn't got to be you give a statement to the police and spend ages in court. The first option is you are removed from that trafficking situation. You are given support and your humanity is given back to you. That's the first step. And that's the driver of the Metropolitan Police in this. It's all about the victim and getting them away from the inhumane treatment that they're receiving.
And that's not always easy, even if you look at this particular woman, because she had a family that was interested in her. She was sort of locked into that cycle. And I think some people will be very surprised that we are talking about a young British woman here.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things we've got to look at around trafficking and all forms of exploitation and abuse, it's very similar to domestic violence. We can all ask the question, why didn't that man, why didn't that woman run away from that environment? Why didn't they just release themselves from it? But it's not as simple as that. People, their minds get played with, they get groomed, and they lose their whole identity. That is the whole thing with trafficking, is that you steal the identity. And the first step of that is giving that person back the freedom and the rights that they should actually have. And I think the case that we will hear at the conference is so relevant, because you have got a UK woman whose rights and freedoms were stolen, but in a very, very subtle and complex way. And I think that's what needs to come out about trafficking. It's not about people being brought here just to work in prostitution. It's not just about people being brought here and they're better off because they're earning a small amount of money. It's all about control of people and the theft and stealing of their identities.
Bishop Pat, obviously we have this conference. It's Tuesday, the 8th of May in Rome. You know, there are organisations run by religious sisters, such as Women at the Well in King's Cross. The church is active in this area, and obviously we're seeing a number of seminars and conferences. This is a priority for the Bishop's Conference, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is at the moment, and has been a priority for many of the religious congregations of sisters internationally. They're the ones, and I must applaud their efforts in this field, that for many years have highlighted this as a major problem. And certainly the sisters concerned with these organisations in England have taken up the baton and done something very practical here in Great Britain.
And what do you think ultimately we can achieve with this relationship, both with Kevin at the Metropolitan Police and our partners and other religious organisations as well?
I think the key thing going forward is that there's better communication and coordination. Better communication, as like the example he gave, when the Filipino embassy approached the Metropolitan Police, because the Filipino embassy has a very good relationship with its people and they trust their staff at the embassy very much. So it's to create that trust whereby people can communicate when there is a problem, but also coordination in responding to the problem. For example, that agencies like Caritas, who have maybe a setup or an organisation back in the country from which the person is trafficked, whereby they may be able to receive someone so that someone isn't just sent home to an unknown background to an awful situation. They need a safe environment to be sent back to.
And from your perspective, Kevin, where in the coming years can this relationship go from a law enforcement perspective?
Well, I think the great opportunity we've got here is things like the victims can go to the church and then organise their own repatriation, if that's what they so wish, because that means the person is confident to be removed from that risk that they're at. So that's the first step, that it actually will be that more victims are coming out of their situation. For us as the law enforcement side of it, once people do get confident, once they get their identities back, many of them will then be happy to take a prosecution. Not all, but some are happy. And we've seen that time and time again. Once they've had support from organisations like Women at the Well, like Caritas, like the Medway Trust, they then feel responsible and they feel that they do want to take action against the traffickers. So for us as law enforcement, that's when we can come in at that stage. And sometimes that may be a couple of years later, and we can take action on their behalf. And of course, the thing about actually prosecuting traffickers is the fact that then that is prevention in itself, because they will continually traffic people until we do deal with that issue.
Well, we obviously hope and pray that this conference in Rome does yield such fruits. I'm sure it will. You can keep up to date with everything that occurs at the Combating Human Trafficking Conference in Rome on Tuesday, the 8th of May, by logging on to www.catholicnews.org.uk.